is on from the Chippewa down over the big lake they call Kitchigoomy. The lake it is set in every gill of the dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald laid empty. That good ship and crew was bound to ditch ship when the gales of November came early. Ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with the crew and good captain well seasoned. They put in some terms with a couple steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been failing?
Well, the wind in the wires made a tattletale sound, and the waves turned the minutes to hours. And every man knew, as the captain did too, it was a witch of November's with salads. Well, the dawn came late, and the salads had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. And when afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind.
Time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m., the main hatchway caved in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain whined, and he had water coming in, and that good shipping crew was in peril. And later that night, when the lights went outside, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized. They might have broke deep and took water. But all that remains are the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters.
lyrics in that song.
A lot of words there. Split it up between three dudes and it's still harder.
Well, okay, so what happened was, it was a Monday morning, and things got lonely during the pandemic, and I called up old Jared and Kyle here, and I said, hey, fellas, what if we met tomorrow to record an album? And you'd think there'd be skepticism, but there definitely wasn't, and suddenly we found ourselves in Cannon Falls, Minnesota, right on the wings of an iffy idea. Trust me, we made an iffy album. And
and if and you want it, we got some in the van.
And so, on the album, of course, came out Songs of the Times. We put them all together, the songs of the times, so to speak. And we're going to play them for you right now in four songs in a row. This is called the Pandemia Suite. Thought about that for years. Here we go.